In the new novel Flightless Falcon, debut author James Charles Smith guides readers down I-70 on a nostalgic coming-of-age adventure. The book delicately portrays the varied nuances of American political beliefs during the late 1960s Vietnam War era. Flightless Falcon explores the baby boomer psyche at a time when the threat of communism loomed from the East and the nuclear button was at the hands of military leaders across the globe. This was the world inherited by the then largest generation in American history and the lens through which the main character, Sam Roberts, has to find himself as a young man. James Charles Smith is the author of Flightless Falcon, a novel. And this is your story told in a fictional tale of the Vietnam era. Were you always sure that you wanted to do and to write this as a novel and not a memoir?
Yes, because, well, several reasons. One, you know, my own hitchhiking journey was kind of boring, actually. So to make it an entertaining novel, I had to improvise and create characters and events that would make it more of a story and fulfill the purpose that I had for, you know, trying to write the book in the first place. So, you know, and to summarize, basically, it's pretty much my story until he resigns. And then from that point on, it's totally fictional.
The character is Sam, and he doesn't know really what to do, but he does know that he doesn't believe in the Vietnam War and he can't be a part of it. He leaves his girlfriend. He leaves the academy. He leaves Colorado. He hitchhikes his way across Interstate 70 and goes to Missouri. What was it like? As you say, it sort of takes it, the fictional part takes off there. But as far as for Sam, of feeling a sense of failure, but also of figuring out what to do next, right?
Yes, absolutely. You know, one of the things that scared him and also bothered me was that he didn't like what the training at the Air Force Academy was doing to him personally. He didn't like what he was turning into at the academy. They're basically training you to be a cold, calculated pilot who doesn't panic when his wing's on fire. And that, to him, was making Sam act more machine-like, and that bothered him a bunch. So that was maybe even a greater reason for him wanting to get out of there than the Vietnam War was.
And hitchhiking was natural. I assume that was something natural for you. It's natural for Sam.
That's correct. Yeah, I've hitchhiked since I was like in junior high school practically. And I didn't have my own car. So if I wanted to go somewhere, it was either a bicycle or it was a hitchhike.
When you look at the people that Sam meets along the way, I mean, that's really at the heart of the novel, too, is this cast of characters that Sam meets. Talk a little bit about that, of how, for the sake of the novel, how important and ultimately how they change Sam along the way.
Exactly. To me, that's one of the most important aspects of the book is the characters. I think that they provide a lot of color to the story. They are the soundboard for Sam's own doubts, and they also express their own opinions in ways that Sam gains knowledge from. So, yes, the characters are super important. As I was laying out the book, I just figured out what kind of person needed to pick up Sam at a certain time to make the plot move along as it should. And most of those characters, some of them were people I met at other times but changed. Some were combinations of people I may have known, and some were just flat out made up.
How similar were you to Sam at his age as he is taking in these experiences and loving the exploration of it all?
I shared that with Sam as far as the love of exploration and the love of adventure. I do think that Sam is kind of an improvement of what I was at the time, because he's a lot more of a deep thinker than I ever was. I tended to just kind of bump into things and react, where he puts a lot more thought into who he is and what he's doing.
He does have a sense of sort of long-term planning as to what is less stumbling and more of what I can do next with what I have in front of me.
Exactly, exactly. So that's different than what I am. But a lot of the family details of Sam and everything like that match mine to a large extent. I never hesitated to stretch the truth or completely abandon it if it was brought about any drama or humor, you know.
Your father was in the Air Force, did not take you leaving the academy very well. And what was it about the idea that you wanted to go to the academy in the first place? And knowing what you knew then of how much you were aware of what you were up against?
I was not aware, because the viewpoint of military life as a military dependent is completely different from what you are if you're actually a member of the military. Partially, I had no real serious intention of going there. But at the same time, I remember my father taking me to meetings, and they'd show you movies of the beautiful architecture and the kind of Boy Scout life, and showed all the great jets and showed you how cool the toys were in the Air Force. So there was a little bit of anticipation for that. But once I realized that didn't really reflect reality at the academy too much, I became pretty disillusioned with it.
And you're doing it really for your dad, too. I mean, that's one of the reasons you go in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
And you see the pride that he has for having a son in the Air Force Academy. So making that call and telling him that you're leaving, what is that like?
Well, I pretty much knew I wanted to leave fairly soon, but I took almost a year trying to figure out how to do it without, you know, causing great anger or doing it with honor. And it turns out I shouldn't have waited so long, because it was really impossible to do that. So, I remember the call when I told him I was doing that. And it was not a lot of rancor over that, for sure.
How did your mother respond?
You know, she just kind of sat by and listened, but she never would specifically on the academy. Now, I don't know. I wasn't there to know what they said to each other. But at least in my own presence, she never defended me or said, told my dad that he needed to accept what I was doing.
She wasn't taking your side at all.
No, no.
So as we read about Sam, as we read about Flightless Falcon, what do you hope people take from the novel?
Well, I think that the whole act of hitchhiking is puts someone in a mindset where they are showing respect and empathy. And I want to stress that, the importance of that to readers. So we have a tendency to think in terms of black and white these days, and good and evil. And it's seldom that. It's usually the world is shades of gray. And people have motivations and reasons for acting the way they act. And I would like people to go away with that understanding and show more compassion to each other.
The name of the novel is Flightless Falcon. It is published by Brown Books. Jim, thanks very much for being with us. A great pleasure.
Thank you. It was a pleasure for me also.
Be well. Thank you very much. James C. Smith, author of Flightless Falcon. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.